I'm Chris.
I'm Buddy.
And I'm Kara, and welcome to the Business Experience.
Now it's time to meet your hosts. Dr. Chris Alexander has founded over 5 businesses. Kara Turner is the founder of a B2B marketing agency. And Buddy Powers has perfected the product development and commercialization process. Let's get into the episode.
All right, guys, this is our first episode.
It is. Yay.
Woohoo. So, we wanted to start this podcast because we wanted to talk about businesses. I think everyone's heard that 20% of businesses fail within the first year. But what's even more surprising is 65% of businesses fail within 10 years. And there are several reasons. Number one being lack of capital, unsuccessful marketing, inadequate management. There's lots of different reasons. So why don't we tell about who we are and what we do and kind of our business experience so our leaders or our listeners know who we are. So Chris, why don't you go first?
So my name is Chris Alexander, and president and founder of a consulting company called ADV Integrity in the Houston area. And we primarily deal kind of with the energy industry. And the reason I started the company, I just wanted to serve people. And so that's kind of part of their culture. So kind of through this series, we'll talk about different things. But, you know, I enjoy leadership because I like people. It's kind of scary when you have people who are in leadership who don't like people, and I think we've all experienced that. So,
yes.
You know, I'm looking forward, especially today, just kind of laying a foundation for, you know, what this podcast is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my name is Buddy Powers. I'm in business development, i.e. sales.
The sales
guy. Yeah, I've had a lot of mentors don't quite understand what business development is. There's a lot of components to it. I've also been fortunate enough to work for a lot of companies at different levels of maturity, from a startup trying to go from red to black, all the way up to managing the decline, where you can go in 3 different directions, right? You can go either up, down, or kind of stay flat.
Yeah.
So there's actually experiences that, you know, from a business development perspective, you have a different role in each of those stages. My role at ADV is sort of unique. So we can talk about that in a sec, I guess. I jumped ahead on that.
And I'm Kara Turner. I am the owner of a startup business-to-business marketing company. And I'm doing a little bit of both of y'all's roles because I'm having to do everything right now besides the actual marketing itself, thank God. So I feel like we all have a different perspective of what makes a business successful.
Yeah.
So we'll have some good insight for our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how does your current role impact business, Buddy?
Yes. So my current role is unique at ADV. I was about to go into that. And I've enjoyed working with you over the last couple of years of marketing. I've known Chris for 20 years, and it's a pleasure to work with Chris on a full-time basis. It's been a while. But ADV offers the opportunity to develop technologies at different levels of their readiness and in terms of their field validation. We do a lot of full-scale testing. We also are bringing along commercialization, working with Kara to really amplify the message and the business case that we're trying to establish from the testing programs and the engineering that we do.
We like to blow stuff up.
Pretty much, right.
Pyromaniacs. That always gets people's attention.
Boom. Yeah, yesterday was classic.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I was upstairs like, oh my gosh, that was loud.
Chris Alexander's known for blowing things up and giving away books.
Exactly. My 2 things. Books and blow-ups. We all have to be known for something, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. What am I known for?
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Never a dull moment.
That could be true.
Yeah.
Could be true. Okay, so Chris, as the CEO and visionary, I mean, that's kind of self-explanatory as how you impact your business, but tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, you know, it's, and part of the reason that we started this is that we're building something. And so, you know, we just wanted to kind of give back. You know, the goal is not to make a lot of money, but we're at a point kind of in our careers where we've all achieved individual success and helped companies be successful. And we just want to kind of give back to the community in a sense. So I think there's a couple things. I think one is, you know, running a company is hard. And during COVID, I mean, you know, I just kind of brought employees on and I was so stressed, you know, and I just come home and I was like, man, you turn on the news and there was nothing good on the news. And so it was a really kind of stressful time. But what I figured out is you just kind of get through that. You've got a really good group of people. You got to tell them what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. If you're struggling and you don't want to be Tammy Faye Baker and come to work and cry every day, because nobody wants to follow somebody like that. But people want you to articulate when you're struggling. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, this is what I'm struggling with, because if you lead a team and people don't know things are bad, mm-hmm. right? And you talked about the decline of businesses. A lot of times a leader's like, yeah, everything's great, and the Titanic is in the process of sinking, right?
Yeah.
When the only difference between you and the Titanic is the fact they had a band, mm-hmm. you need to start talking to people about it, because mm-hmm. your team can't help you if they don't have all the information. So I think, and I tend to be pretty full disclosure, and I know there's different leadership styles. I just like, I want to lead and have a group of people that enjoy working together. Another thing that's super important to me is having fun. I mean, I'll admit I'm an introvert, and like, we're shooting this at our house, and like, my favorite place in the world is my study with a book, and I'm just thinking, I got my journal. I like to be by myself, but I married a really fun blonde, and over 30 years is like, stuff needs to be fun, because, and y'all are both really fun. I mean, your natural personality, when you walk in a room, everybody's like, hey, buddy's here, Kara's here, the party can start. Is
we're the if party.
You, yeah, you are the party. And I know, I'll admit I'm not the party, but I can organize the party. But you have a certain percent of people that have to have fun. So if your organization's not fun, the fun people aren't going to want to be a part of that.
Yes.
So anyway, that to me, that's something I've gone. And, you know, I'll admit, we've got some really smart people at ADV, right? So you've got A players, B players, and C players. We've got a lot of A players. And sometimes it's a challenge to manage them, right? Because they've got their opinion, I've got my opinion. So how do we kind of work together to get an agreement? So, you know, it's to be a leader, and you're both leaders, you know, there's times that's challenging, but the rewards are just so great, especially when you start getting some success in those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what I really enjoy about working with you and your leadership style is the transparency. It's not about what you communicate. It's about the level of honesty and really the strategic principles that you live by. I mean, it's not something that anyone can question. It's through and through. And so when you go through rocky times like COVID the last few years, you really have to rely on those as sort of benchmarks that you pivot around your business.
Yeah, yeah. When you realize when you're with good people, you can kind of do anything,
yes.
right? You know, and you read a lot of military books or see movies and hear stories of guys like Marcus Luttrell, is really popular in the Magnolia area, and, you know, is really kind of known certainly in the United States. And his whole life is the team, right? Mm-hmm. When he talks, he always talks about the team he's a big part of. So sports and military and business, there's just a lot of great examples of successful teams.
Yeah, when I worked with you in 2014, 2015,
long time
one
ago.
Of the biggest changes I've seen is that you really do listen in terms of your team, and you put it on them to have some to-dos, some actionable items. Right. Don't come to me with problems, come to me with solutions, right?
Yeah.
And you develop that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And it's pain-motivated change, though.
Yeah.
I think that's the mark of a good leader. You've built sales teams underneath you and departments, and you have a company and I have a company, and I can honestly say that I think each one of us have a talent for hiring very good, capable people.
Mm-hmm.
And it does make our lives easier because building a business is stressful.
Yeah. So, 'cause you can't do it by yourself.
Yes. Yeah. And knowing that if you have an off day that your team's amazing and they can pick up the slack, that gives some definite comfort.
So what we need is we need a Pixar reference in every podcast. Okay. So I would think about, because we love Disney, even though there's a lot of crazy stuff going on at Disney right now. Okay. But old Disney. But it's like Lightning McQueen in Cars, right? You know, so he's the hero, and he didn't need people and those things. And, you know, you go through this, I love the story, but, you know, he goes through, you know, Radiator Springs and this little community.
Nader,
yeah, Nader Dunn, you know, is he just learns that it really does take a team. And then the other thing is when you're successful, if you got a group of people that you've done it together, it's just great, you know, versus you're the one that wins the race and you're the only one there. Nobody, that's very hollow.
Yeah. One of the biggest compliments I've had over my experiences of leading sales teams is watching team members that maybe moved on for whatever reason, or I had left the company, but watching them succeed, working with other companies. And I know it's really nice to see. I really encouraged by that.
Well, that's a good point. So like when you have a successful company and people begin to leave for whatever reason and all of those people are successful, what does it say about the company that started?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It means that they were successful. And I'm sure, you know, Microsoft and Apple and all these large organizations, everybody loses people. But here's the flip side. If everybody who leaves your organization, which a lot of times are the best people, if they all fail, what does it say about the parent?
Yeah. I heard something and you said it earlier, you have A, B, and C players, and the A players come to you, and they're only with you for a certain amount of time because they leave.
Yeah,
and
either or if you really have to business. Keep them happy. You know, you can keep them, but you got to keep them happy.
One thing that both you and I do is that we offer ownership in our company, either a buy-in or over time, because like you said, when you're successful, you want to share that with everyone in the company.
Right. Yep, yep.
So, okay, so here's something to think about. If you could give advice, business advice only, not personal, to a 10-year younger version of yourself, what advice would you give? I'll let you go first, buddy.
Always watch the mom. You know, get to know the mom first.
That probably would have saved me.
Yeah, maybe.
You never know. I think for me, it was really later on in my career, especially the last 5 years, I've gone through formal training on sales processes. Mm-hmm. And I wish I had that early on in my career, because it really does formalize and build some consistency. You find out that you were doing all the right things, but it really wasn't written down in black and white.
You have a process.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you were shooting from the hip, you were moving along in your day-to-day, and you know, you're trying to create demand, develop business cases, but how do you break down a meeting? What are the pre-steps to a meeting, and what are the post-steps, you know, and really formalize that process?
And you can also teach people, right?
Yes,
you know, so
that's
you've been
a great
able to
point.
It's like, you know, it's like you can know how to do it, but the fact that you've taught other people, you have to have a process to do that.
That's right.
And I think one thing with processes that's important is to know that you can tweak them slightly, but the overall main parts of the process need to stay the same.
That's a good point.
That's a great point.
Otherwise, there's no point in having the process.
I think everyone has their own unique process, right? I mean, you have the skeleton, you have the structure, but then you implement things of your own character and what you enjoy. The why.
Yep. Yeah. The why.
What about you, Chris?
Man, I've got a lot of things if I had to do the last 10 years over again. So, of course, I've got a book. So for our viewers who don't know me, and most of you probably won't, is I've got 3 degrees in mechanical engineering. I have zero business experience, at least educationally. So I just read all the time. So I started reading business books probably 25 years ago. So when I come home, I do not read engineering books, right? I'm not reading books. Now I do if I'm working on a project, but most of the time I've got 3 or 4 books. So I've got a book today called 5 Voices. It's actually got an online test, so it's the number 5voices.com. And so basically the concept behind this is that we all have a voice, right? And so the kind of the overall theme is, what's it like to be on the other side of you? Yeah. And so real quickly, the 5 voices are, you've got a pioneer, creator, connective, guardian, and a nurturer. And the names, the guys that wrote the book, the names are perfect. So the pioneer is, I kind of think about like President Trump. You know, he's like, you take the hill, you know, you're the lion in the animal kingdom. And we need pioneers, but you don't need too many, because if we're all pioneers, we kill each other. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the other one is the connector, and we all have some connector in us. You know, y'all are really connectors, and and you want salespeople to be connectors. They know everybody. If you tell them your foot hurts, they've got 4 doctors, right? So we need connectors in society. They also tend to be the more fun ones. So in the animal kingdom, they're the otters, you know,
fun
and
again.
Y'all are both super.
Yeah.
Going
yeah.
back to the fun thing, right?
Yeah,
and then the other is the creative. And I think at least in American business folklore, Steve Jobs would be that guy, right? It's like they kind of see things. Creatives tend to be very frustrated, a lot of the great artists and musicians, because they see things the rest of us don't, okay? And then the other group is the guardian. And so here's one of the reasons I'm telling the story is, being an engineer, most engineers are guardians, right? So they kind of keep their cards close to their vests. We need the guardians in the world because they keep bridges from falling down and wings falling off airplanes. But sometimes they're difficult to lead because they dig their heels in and they don't want to move. So, and then the last is the nurturer. And I think it's like a dominant percentage of women, because their moms are nurturers.
I am not.
Yeah.
That was like my lowest. My poor children.
Yeah. So back to the honor.
Kira's an exception. Yeah, she's fun, but she's not going to have any sympathy for you. Get up. What's wrong with you? So anyway, all of those voices, and it's kind of like the personality types, all of the voices, when you're a leader, you've got to understand you have a voice. So because I'm a pioneer, pioneers butt heads with guardians unless they build a bridge. So it's been a big deal. I mean, you noted, because you've known me for a long time, this book really affected when I lead. I spend a lot more time listening than I do talking.
Yeah.
So it was a game changer for me. I really wish that I had read this when Tanya and I first got married, you know, probably 25 years ago. But the beauty of life is, you know, you can always get better, right? You're not done. I don't care if you're my dad's age and you're, you know, 79 or you're 53 or like our younger ladies in ADV marketing, you're in your early to mid 20s. There's always an opportunity to get better.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's kind of like five love languages, but for business.
Exactly. Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Very interesting. Well, the one thing that I would want to tell my younger self, it's a little less like tactical, I guess, a little more like
strategic.
Yes. Yeah. Is to really focus on the culture of the company that you're at or the culture of the company that you want to be at. So just sitting down and thinking about what's important to you, because we spend more time with our clients or our colleagues at work than we do at our family,
right,
most of the time. So just thinking about how you want those people to be, because they're really going to shape your life, both personally and professionally. Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's a great point. And that takes a lot of work, doesn't it?
Yes.
To build a good culture.
Yes, it does. That's actually what our next podcast is about, is cultivating a company culture. So we'll all get to talk about that.
It's very important.
But why don't we take some time to talk about the key takeaways from this podcast? So what's the most important thing that you heard someone else say, Chris?
So I think I used the word fun, and I think we kind of talked about that work needs to be fun. And I think leaders need to really work hard. If your employees aren't having a good time and they don't enjoy coming to work, you can't build a very successful business. It's going to be really, you're going to stagnate. But if people enjoy doing what they do, I had one of our employees tell me the other day, he goes, you know, I don't even feel like I'm working. I mean, I was like, I love to hear that.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's a great compliment to
it
you.
It is. Yeah. I assume that I interpreted that correctly.
Who was it? I'll ask him.
we'll ask him at lunch today.
What about you, buddy?
I think the five voices, you know, in terms of its connection to client engagement, you know, we talked about the five love languages, which I've read that book as well. But, you know, for me, understanding who I'm dealing with on the other side, you have different buyers, technical buyers, economic buyers, user buyers, and they all are either guardians or they're actually pioneers, they're early adopters, yeah. Things like that. So it does parallel into external facing.
Yeah, that's good.
I think the biggest thing that I took away, and both of y'all kind of said it, is we have to listen to people. So when you're a leader, you have to listen to the people you're leading. And when you're a salesperson, you have to listen to your clients. I think in life in general, if we would shut up and listen, we'd have a lot less trouble. Yeah. But I've heard God gave us one mouth and two ears, so we should shut up and listen more.
But it's hard to do when you like to talk.
Yes.
Right?
So. You're preaching to the choir on that one. So, well, this was a great episode. Yeah, thank y'all so much. We are going to be putting these out bi-weekly.
Okay.
So you can subscribe to us anywhere where you listen to your podcast. And our next one, we will be talking about cultivating a company culture. So we'll see you then.